Over a decade ago, Oscarville's community well broke down. Then this summer, the school well quit working too. Last week, the community landed a major grant to fix both problems. The funding is part of a larger vision for rural Alaska and could pave the way for additional infrastructure. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
In August, the Oscarville school staff showed up at school ready to begin the semester and found the building's well had collapsed.
You know, basically this metal pipe had quote-unquote went back to nature.
That's James Mikesell. He's the plant facilities manager for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, or LKSD, and manages the district's wells.
We have very ferrous, iron-bearing soil all through Alaska, so you put a piece of metal in the ground and it's going to rust away.
To prevent the school from shutting down, Mikesell and his crew mobilized. They emergency shipped a 500-gallon tank and a high-volume pump from Anchorage and loaded it all on the LKSD boat
that we lovingly call the Ark,
which they drove to Nambuskiak, located across the Kuskokwim, and back to Oscarville.
And that had to be done on a daily basis, at least one or two trips a day.
Meanwhile, the school was limiting its water use, and Mikesell and company were rigging an alternative solution. The village has two wells, the community well and the school well. The community well collapsed in the early 90s, and residents have been using rain and river water ever since. The school well water is restricted to school use. The community and school district have never merged resources to fund and manage one water well, so the community and school have never shared a water source. That might change. Oscarville recently landed a federal grant of almost $500,000 to rebuild their water system.
What this has done is opened up the opportunity for the school to share their watering point with the whole community, which has not happened in the past.
Jackie Schaefer is a project specialist with design company WH Pacific. She's helping facilitate what's being called the Oscarville Pilot Project. Last year, about a dozen organizations from across the state came together to figure out how to make life better in rural Alaska, which means safer, more comfortable, and less expensive. They want to see how community development can happen as a whole instead of through siloed projects, and how that process can empower communities. Ultimately, they want to replicate the system across the state. The team designated Oscarville, located 5 miles from Bethel, as their test case.
The holistic approach is really to change the perspective of how we do community development and allowing the community to start seeing how these components all tie together.
Those components include power, housing, transportation, waste, and water.
So it's everything that binds that community together.
This recent grant is bigger than just water because it could help develop additional infrastructure by acting as a match to future grants. But before any of that can happen, the school needed to fix its water issue. Mikesell and his team salvaged the old community well and stretched a 400-foot pipe from that well to the school's water treatment plant to provide the school and two faculty houses with water for the winter. The solution is temporary. The well could break down and the line could freeze.
We've done everything we can think to do to try to insulate that line from cold temperatures. But there's no guarantee with Mother Nature how cold it's going to get.
If the well fails this winter, then it's back to hauling water from Nambuskiak. The school district and community have from now until spring thaw to figure out how to merge water systems. Meanwhile, the pilot project crew will be working in Oscarville this winter, increasing energy efficiency in the town's 20 buildings, changing electric meters to deliver lower cost electricity, and hoping the school's water pipe doesn't freeze. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.